but cover songs. And this time around, we are featuring all 10 of the trailblazing, groundbreaking artists. And as I say it, I realize, no, we didn't do 10. We did 11 groundbreaking artists this year in our monthly series. Nina Simone, one of our trailblazers back in February, we featured right there, taking on a Tina Turner cover. Funkier than a mosquito's tweeter, this time it is the Jazeem's All Styles remix, taken from the Nina Simone Remixed and Reimagined album. Now, Tina Turner first made that song popular, but even more connected to Tina Turner, who was our September groundbreaker that we did here on Girly So Groovy. Tina Turner's sister wrote the song Funkier Than a Mosquito's Tweeter for Tina Turner. Before Nina Simone, it is Feist doing Sea Lion, a nod of the hat and cover of a Nina Simone song. Now that's from Feist's album The Reminder. And then starting things off with Queen Latifah doing her cover of I Put a Spell on You. Yeah, it's a Screamin' Jay Hawkins song, but Nina Simone really made it a signature track and titled an album after that, I Put a Spell on You. The Queen Latifah cover of I Put a Spell on You comes from Queen Latifah's cover album called the Dana Owens album. Lots more music to get to, way more covers to get to over the next 90 minutes here on Girly So Groovy. Listen, if you ever miss an episode specifically, I just mentioned how last week we featured our final trailblazer groundbreaking artist, Queen Latifah. We did that as a celebration also of hip-hop's 50th anniversary this year, and I feel like Queen Latifah is definitely a pioneering woman within the genre of hip-hop. If you've ever missed an episode or would like to listen to the last 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy, remember you can find us online on the free, no membership required listening platform, Mixcloud. Go to the website mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. And when you're there, you will find, like I said, 10 weeks of the episode just waiting for you. That's 20 hours of Girly So Groovy. In March, our trailblazing artist was a folk singer-songwriter, Judy Collins. Now, Judy Collins has a long working relationship with Leonard Cohen. She has covered Leonard Cohen songs. Leonard Cohen has covered Judy Collins songs. So next is a Leonard Cohen cover, not by Judy Collins first, but this time around by an incredible Montreal singer-songwriter, Martha Wainwright, up next with a Leonard Cohen classic here on Girly So Groovy's Under the Covers.
My friends are gone and my hair is gray. I ache in the places where I used to play, and I'm crazy for love, but I'm not coming on. I'm just paying my rent every day in the Tower of Song. I said to Hank Williams, how lonely does it get? Hank Williams hasn't answered me yet, but I can hear him coughing all night long. 100 floors above me in the Tower of Song. I was born like this, I had no choice. I was born with the gift of a golden voice and 27 angels from the great beyond. Oh, they tied me to this table right here in the Tower of Song. So you can stick your little pins in that voodoo doll. I'm very sorry, baby, doesn't look like me at all. And I'm standing by the window where the light is strong. But they don't let no one kill you now, not in the Tower of Song. Now you can say that I've grown bitter, but of this you may be sure. The rich have got the channels in the bedroom of the poor, and there's a mighty judgment coming, but I might be wrong. You see, hear these funny voices in the Tower of Song. And I can see you standing on the other side. I don't know how the river got so wide. I farewell. I don't know when I'll be back. They're moving us tomorrow to that tower down the track, but you'll be hearing from me, baby, long after I'm gone. I'll be speaking to you sweetly from a window in the tower of song. Yeah, my friends are gone and my hair is gray. I ache in the places where I used to play, and I'm crazy for love, but I'm not coming on. Every day in the Tower of Song. All the Sisters of Mercy, they are not departed or gone. They were waiting for me when I thought that I just can't go on. And they brought me their comfort, and later they brought me their song. Oh, I hope you run into them, you who've been traveling so long. Yes, you must leave everything that you cannot control. It begins with your family, and later
still be all right. We weren't lovers like that, and besides, it would still be all right.
Ooh. means who in power and who shall I say? 'Tis calling.
Nothing but cover songs this week here on Girly So Groovy. Music from two incredible East Coast musicians coming together for a duet that is a Leonard Cohen cover. It is Jen Grant and Buck 65 teaming up to do the Leonard Cohen classic, Who by Fire. You can find that on Buck 65's album. 20 Odd Years is the name of the album. And in the middle, it is our March trailblazing, groundbreaking artist that we celebrated this year, Judy Collins, folk singer-songwriter, trailblazer Judy Collins, with her cover of Leonard Cohen's Sisters of Mercy. She originally released that track on her 1967 album Wildflowers, and then since then has actually, I think it was 2008 that Judy Collins released a full Leonard Cohen tribute album called Judy Collins Sings Leonard Cohen. And speaking of Leonard Cohen, that's where we started that set. Montreal singer-songwriter Martha Wainwright doing her take on Leonard Cohen's Tower of Song. That is from the 2006 soundtrack to the concert film Leonard Cohen, I'm Your Man. Now, back in April, we celebrated Etta James as an R&B pioneer. 20 years ago, this year, 20 years ago, Cyndi Lauper released an album called At Last with a nod of the hat to Etta James, and in fact, on that album, covered the Etta James classic. So here we go, Cyndi Lauper taking on Etta James here on Girly So Groovy's Under the Covers.
A thrill that I've never known.
in heaven. For you are
if you wanna do thank you.
This week on Girly So Groovy, we are getting under the covers, two full hours of nothing but fabulous cover songs, with a nod to this year's year-long monthly series where we celebrated trailblazing, groundbreaking artists. In June, being Pride Month, we celebrated groundbreaking, trailblazing, black and queer hip-hop, R&B, rock, folk, genre-hopping singer-songwriter Michelle Ndege-Ocello, and that's who we just heard, bringing a queer perspective to the Bill Withers classic, Who Is He and What Is He to You? That goes back to Michelle Ndege-Ocello's 1996 sophomore album, Peace Beyond Passion. In the middle, it was our April trailblazing artist, R&B legend Etta James, doing her take on the Aretha Franklin classic, Do Right Woman, Do Right Man. And you know, I cannot believe we did an entire year of celebrating trailblazing, groundbreaking artists, and we did not squeeze Aretha Franklin into that mix. Well, you, the loyal listeners, have reached out to me, and you would definitely like to see this series continue into the new year. So I will be more than happy to do it. I've had fun doing this once a month, and we will continue doing that. And Aretha Franklin will definitely should be on the docket for that. Don't forget, if you've ever got any ideas for the show, any requests, if there's a trailblazer you think we should feature, don't be afraid to reach out to me. We are on Instagram at GSG Radio, or we're on Facebook at Girly So Groovy, girly and groovy, ending with an IE. Before Etta James, we had music from Cyndi Lauper. It was 20 years ago that Cyndi Lauper released her cover album called At Last, opening the album with the Etta James classic At Last. I think it is such a great vehicle to demonstrate how incredible of a voice Cyndi Lauper actually has. All right, lots more cover songs coming up in the second hour. But let's wrap up this first hour with an album that was released just in time for doing this annual covers episode. New York record label Faders Records has released a new compilation album called Fader and Friends Volume 1. It is a 44-track cover album with proceeds going to numerous trans rights organizations around the world. For example, Transgender Law Center in the U.S., the incredible Rainbow Railroad here in Canada. It is such an incredible album of great cover songs, but also to know that the proceeds are going to such incredible causes. You can find the actual full album on Fader Label's Bandcamp page. Again, Fader and Friends Volume 1. Well, indie rock singer-songwriter Hannah Georges is featured on the album. She's taking on indie rock singer-songwriter Shura with her song Touch. So let's jump into that right now. Hannah Georges here on Girly So Groovy.
All I wanna do is go home with you.